Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Right now, it's a sunny and chilly day, but it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wish you were here. Oh, yes, you snowbirds, you need to come on down. Praise ye the Lord and enjoy this beautiful weather. You know, we thank God for you that are listening, those that listen on a continual basis, those that can listen the entire broadcast. We thank God for you. Ah, yes, we love you. We really, really do love you. And we send you lots of love and hugs and a Merry Christmas, too. Yes, I want you to have a very Merry Christmas. Don't X out Christmas, okay? Keep it in your heart also and let it go all year long. Yes, let's have Christmas every day. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy about it today? This is supposed to be the happy time of the year for some. And others, they feel sad when Christmas comes. I don't really know why they feel so sad. Because you can always get something. I don't know, is it people liking what they don't have? But pride will cause you not to go and get something for your children. Okay, many churches are giving out gifts and organizations are giving out gifts and stuff to the underprivileged and what have you. All you got to do is just go there and let them know. And they will give something, you hear? You don't have to go hungry. You don't have to go lacking, not these days. Oh, praise God, but you just got to lose that pride. Yes, yes, yes. And God will bless you in whatever way. Now, he didn't tell you not to go and ask. He said anything you want, you got to ask. Isn't that right? Yeah. If you don't ask, you won't get. All right, hear me. Hello, praise God. And I know there's many churches that are giving. Even we even give families Christmas presents too. And we are not a giant church. We are not a mega church. But we do find it in our hearts to give some needy children something for Christmas. Yes, we do. If that's your thing, we will do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know how you were when you didn't get nothing for Christmas. You were mad with the world. And you're still mad. And you're still remembering. You know, I remember when I didn't get nothing for Christmas. And you got a hang up about it now, you know. If nobody don't give you, you still got your mouth put up. Oh, now let me leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we're still praying for the George family. And we are praying for the memorial service that will be held this Saturday on the 13th at 21325 Plymouth Sorrento Road at 11 o'clock. We are praying Sorrento, Florida. And that zip is 32776, but you use your GPS, you won't be able to get there because you need Country Road 437. That's what you need to put in your GPS, Country Road 437. Don't ask me why it's like that, but they're a little mixed up. They don't know what they were doing. Praise God. You know, today, changing things. So you be get there with us, all right? And I want to see you there lifting up Jesus and helping sending Marilyn George on home to the Lord. That's where we sending her to the Lord. And the Lord do whatever he decide to do with her. Amen? And so we'll do it for you, too. Yes, we will. We'll do it for you, too. But you don't let us know, we can't help you, can we? Praise God. My, my, my. You know, we're just talking about it. It's time to talk about it. So sometimes, you know, we do crazy things. People do crazy things, and they don't want you to know or this, that, or the other. But I'm here to tell you, let's leave sleeping dogs lie. Past is past, is it not? If it's gone past the day, that's the past, all right? Don't resurrect it the next day or tomorrow or next year. Leave it sleeping wherever it is. That's all I can see. That's what I know, praise God. I ain't got time to be resurrecting stupid stuff. You know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're still praying for Pastor Minnie Johnson there in Zellwood, Florida. We're still praying for her. Amen. We haven't gotten a word how she's doing, but we're still praying until we can get a message from someone to let us know how she's doing. And we're sending that word to you right now, Pastor Johnson, for your recovery. We're still praying for the recovery of Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville also, who had a stroke, and we're still praying for her. She's doing well. She was here in Sorrento a few weeks back here, and she was doing well, doing good, and we're still praying for her continued recovery in it all. Ah, yes, yes, and we're praying for Liam Smith. We are praying for him continually also, that God will continue to bless the little young man, 5 years old. Continue to bless him. Hallelujah. We thank God for it today. We're praying for Ashley Ritter. We're praying for him continually, that God will undertake and touch his mind, touch his soul right now in the name of Jesus. And we send forth the word right now. We cancel the assignment of Satan that is trying to take him over in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, we thank you for it, God. Lord, we're praying for the soul of Bruce Hawkins there in Jacksonville. We are praying for him, Lord, that you touch his mind, touch his soul right now in the name of Jesus. Take all evilness and hatred out in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it today, God. Lord, we're praying for Eric Junchi continually until we hear a good report. The young man, 10-year-old in a wheelchair, don't expect to live past 15 years old. That's the doctor's outcome. But we're going to pray that God change it all, reverse that decision, all right, in Jesus' name. We thank God for touching Annie Wilcox, and we pray that she will continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand today. We thank God for all the pastors, those that are sick, going through, suffering changes and all kind of challenges. We are praying for them today, that God will move in a mighty way on them also, in Jesus' name. And those of you that need prayer and want prayer, and prayer for somebody sick in your family, whoever, whatever, we're asking you to call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air. We appreciate it. You can tell us how good God is, what God is doing just for you. Just for you. We just want to know what God is doing for you, and we appreciate it. All right? Remember us in prayer also. Keep us in prayer as we keep you in prayer, you, you, and you. It's a blessing, you know, to be with you today. It's a blessing that you're on the other end listening, you know. I appreciate it. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We are having a great time in the Lord. Now, you want to make a donation? We are still, we have a need here going, and we need you to give us a donation. You can donate a van if you have one, one that's running, if you will. Praise God. We want you to send the donation to Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Just send a donation or whatever. You can call out 406-1112. And ask for Sister Diane and let us know where to come and pick up the van at. And we are certainly appreciated because we have about 35 children that need to get to school and they have to walk in the dark along a dangerous highway where the bears come out and heavy traffic is. And the only way to get to school, okay? So we asking for it because we are taking it that responsibility upon us to get them there because we're concerned about them. We're concerned about every one of those young people, and they are elementary school children, all right? So we want you to, if you will, help us. Let in your heart, this Christmas time, you know, let that be your gift to Jesus, a van to us. You know, send it to, you can buy my name, you can send it in my name to Gloria Cheever, Pastor Gloria Cheever. That's what you know, then that's what you can send. Praise God, hallelujah. We won't be fussing about the name, okay? Amen. We just want to get this job done. Yes, we do. And we thank you for it today. All right, let me give you a nice word of the Lord from the, I'm going to say it's from the Lord. Hallelujah. Pleasure is the smell of fresh baked bread. Happiness is eating bread with a loved one. Joy is the abiding gratitude for our bread and the daily assurance of it. Shall I say that again? Pleasure is the smell of fresh baked bread. Happiness is eating bread with a loved one. Joy is the abiding gratitude for our bread and the daily assurance of it. Now, God promised us our daily bread, didn't he?
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. So, therefore, what is he doing? He's promised us happiness and joy. Ooh, in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just have to help me today because I'm just thanking God for whatever he's doing and all that he's doing, whether I know what he's doing or not. I'm thanking him for it today. I feel a little more, you know, today, even though it's a little chilly, I feel a little good, you know. I feel it. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. They trying to throw me out some little love over here, you know. Praise God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Getting a little love here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, well, I get love every day. Yeah. Let me think that I don't get none no time. Praise God. But we do thank God for the love that's showing today that's on the board. Oh, no, I just thank God that the body feel a little bit better than what it was feeling. It's like that old devil trying to hit it every time we get ready to do something and all. And around Christmas time, it want to start acting up, you know. But I know the devil is a lying. And all that belonged to him. All the pain and suffering and sneezing and coughing and eyes watering and ears ringing and all that stuff going and bones cracking, all that belongs to the devil, and I'm giving him all his wares back. I'm not accepting any of them. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't God good? Well, today, we're going to continue on what we were kind of what we were talking about yesterday. We're going to kind of keep on in that little vein, you know, because this is the day that, this is the time of year, I should say, that we should come together. Isn't this a time that we should come together? Now, I know everybody seems to come together when Christmas time comes, and by the time New Year's is over, we forgot, huh? We forgot to come together, right? Then we go back to things as usual, being our own miserable, cranky, mad self, you know, doing all the old ugly things that we were doing before. Isn't that strange how we got ourselves programmed in that manner? And it's ugly now. That's terrible. You know, But God does not want us to be like that. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, I could read this entire scripture here because Jesus really left something here for us, some principles of the kingdom for us to follow. Jesus really left us something here in the 17th chapter of St. John. And the words are written in red, and I could read the entire chapter, but I won't today. I'm just going to read some, okay? Do you mind that? Because we do have a dynamic woman of God here with us today, Pastor Barnes, you know, Sharon Barnes. We have her with us here today. You know, glory be to God. She's a person. I could just give her the whole thing, couldn't I? Praise the Lord. Let her go home. Ah, my. But I'm going to try to start somewhere in this scripture because of the word, what God is saying. And I think I will start at the 17th. I could start from the beginning, but I'm just going to do a few scriptures. And it says the 17th chapter, 17th verse, we will start. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Did you get that? Now, 21, that they all, listen at that, that they all, A-L-L, may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Now, did you hear that? That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, do you hear what Jesus has left here for us? That they all may be one, huh? He did not separate us through color, race, or creed, did he? He did not separate us by our religious beliefs. He did not separate us by our name of the what is on the doorpost of our sanctuary, church, or center, or whatever we may call it. He did not separate. He said that they all may be one. Isn't that what he said? As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Now, if you're naming the name of Christ today, you ought to be in the us. You should be the one in the us with us. Isn't that something? Isn't that what he's saying? That the world may know, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, the world cannot believe. Did you ever wonder why the world don't believe? Because we are so busy being independent. We are so busy being to ourselves and not being in the us, the one in the us, huh? Come on now, this is where we are today. Glory be to God. But this is what God wants for us and what he's praying for us. And to read on and it say, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. He didn't give it to no one person, no one church, no one preacher, no one teacher, no one, nobody. He said them, that they may be one even as we are one. Now, you want to be like Jesus, you want to be like God, then you're going to have to get it together right now. You're going to have to come together as one. You're one of them. Come on, tell somebody, say, I'm one of them, that I can be one in the us. Ah, sounds confusing to you, don't it? But it says that this is the same. He said, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Now, you want to be perfect. We was talking about being perfect yesterday, was we not? The day before. Well, you want to be perfect, let's get together. Huh? Can we get together as one? He said, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me, has loved them as thou hast loved me. See, we are loved, huh? But why is so much division going on? You say you believe in Jesus, you believe in God and all of that. You say you believe in it, but you act differently. You want to be perfect, but you don't want to do the things that cause you to be perfect. You don't want to come into the general principles of Jesus Christ, being one, unified in the faith, huh? You don't want to be that. Hello, come on, talk to me now. Praise God, don't get quiet now. So God wants us to be unified. He wants us to come together. Forget about those things which are behind. Forget about what somebody did last year, last month, or whatever the case may be. Forget those things that are behind you, and you press where? Forward. You press on. You press forward to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. He called us to be united. He calls us to do it together. He calls us to live together, to love together, to worship together. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we got one on this end, and we say, my church is the best. No, mine is the best. Well, you ain't got many people in. I can't come over to your church and preach because you ain't got nobody. One say you ain't got no money. Did God say any of that? I don't believe so. Glory be to God. But you should go wherever God sends you, wherever God tell you a word is needed. Some people need encouragement. Some people need lifting up. Some people are losing their faith. You know, they don't have the faith that they should have. I need you to go there and to do what? Encourage them. I need you to go there and lift them up. I need you to give them a word for me. Let them know that I hear their cry. Let them know that I'm by their side and walking with them. Let them know, as the man or woman of God, that I've called you to go where I send you. Come on, somebody. You need to unite together as one so that that word can get out, so some people that don't believe can believe. Oh, when you unite together and you love everybody regardless of their race, color, creed, or religion, when you can say that, when you can walk in that vein, I'm telling you, you can see great things happening in God. You can see miracles happen. Your things change. Your situation change. Your world can change. Your neighborhood, your family can change. There are changes to be made, but you're going to have to come together in unity. You say, well, they ain't got no money. You don't know how much money they got. All you know is you just don't want to be with them. They don't dress like you. They don't look like you. Their hair is different. They don't wear a hat. You know, we got all kind of isms and schisms separating us from the love of God. And then we say we love God. How can you say you love God when you're judgmental? You're criticizing everything the person do. You're doing the opposite of what God has told you to. He say, love ye one another. He say, by this shall men know that you are my disciple. Well, you're not showing the world that you're God's disciple because you can't love the person because they're in the ghetto. You can't love the person because they're homeless. You can't love the person because they don't have food. I can see why people don't want to go ask for nothing, because there's somebody, but child, I thought they had something. They ain't got a thing. Just shut your mouth and give the people the food, huh? So they can go on about their business. That's why you're keeping them back. You're keeping them from being in church. You're keeping them from worshiping God because you're not showing love toward the other person. My. Now, I don't want to get all tanked up here today, glory be to God, but you know, I love to promote unity. I love to promote that. Do you see what I'm saying? I like it when people get together and do something for God and stop looking at what you got on, what you don't have on. You dress like this, and you know, we got this favorite thing of, you know, one holler about you got on pants, and so what? If you got on some pants, get me. least you got on clothes. Glory be to God. So stop complaining about it. That's your doctrine. You, he said, render your heart and not your garments. That's what the word of God say. So we're allowing this to separate us, to keep us from coming into that place where Jesus is talking about here in the 17th chapter of St. John. We let all kind of things, our hairstyles, whether we got makeup on or not. Some people need some makeup, so leave them people alone. They want to look good. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. And we want to chastise them because they have, well, you can't come in my church because you have earrings on or something like that. That's nonsense. You see what I'm saying? Let them keep the earrings on. They ain't bothering you, is they? If they are, then you turn your eyes to another direction and look somewhere else. You glory be to God, but let them come on. They looking for something in God. They're looking for a real church, a true church of the living God, one of holiness standards. This is what they're looking at. It ain't got to do nothing with your clothes. It ain't got to do nothing with that jewelry you got on. All it got to do is your heart. This is the heart of the matter. This is a hard thing. Let it show. Let that heart show that someone else will come forth and say, this is a loving church. These are some loving people. They're not criticizing me because I don't have what they have. They're not criticizing me because my color ain't the same as theirs. They're not criticizing me in no kind of way. I want to go to that church. That's where I want to be. Hallelujah. Then you become the one of the one in the us, huh? Glory be to God. See, in us, U.S., that means there's a lot of ones in there. Ones is an entity to God that becomes the them. Hallelujah. This is where it's at today. Glory to God. And you need to be there. Come on, help me out here now. Because let me tell you, unity, unity, unity. That's what it is. Unity. This is what we need. This is what God wants us to have today. Unity in Him. Oh, yes. This is what he wants us to have. Isn't that what he wants us to have? Can you have that today? Can you exhibit that? This is what I want to know. Will you exhibit it today? Is that what you're going to do? Exhibit unity today. And I want you to not, don't get mad with me now. Glory be to God, because I love unity. Glory be to God. Unity of the faith. Unity of the faith. This is what I love to have. This is what I love to exhibit. How about you? You too? Now, what did Ephesians say? Endeavoring, the fourth chapter, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, huh? Endeavoring to keep it. We are to keep unity. Huh? How can you keep unity if you don't want to visit this church? How can you keep unity if you think you are better than this other church? Huh? Because they don't have enough members. They don't have the musician like you got. Well, everybody don't have the money you got to pay them either, do they? Glory, because they want money. Ain't nobody doing it for nothing. You hear what I'm saying? Come on now. This is the way it is today. The musician used to love to come and play in the church, you know, and you give them a love offering. But today they want to charge you more than the pastor make. You see, that don't even make sense, do it? Be to God, my. Hallelujah. So let me tell you, unity demands that we don't judge one another. Now, you, who are you to judge someone else's servant, the Bible say, huh? You can't be judging somebody else's servant. You can't be judging somebody else's master even, huh? You got to stand up and be counted among them that are sanctified, all right? That you are one of the ones, you know, huh? God alone is authorized to hand out everything. You see, the verdict to everything. Is that what he do? Yes, he do. Is you right? He can judge that. If you wrong, God judges that. Do you see the picture here? You got it. Oh, glory be God. So let him do his job. And you stand on the post and do what you called to do, what he told you to do. You're supposed to keep yourself in the unity of the Spirit. I don't care what somebody do, how they say it, or how they do it. You stand up in unity with the fact that I'm going to stand here and pray to God that God help them through their storms, okay? That's what you do. Don't worry about how the storm got there, why the storm got there, but just pray that they weather the storm. This is what you're supposed to be doing. That's when you unite with them, huh? You don't want them to do the same thing you did when you didn't know any better. My. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, now unity also requires you to respect each other and their convictions, huh? If a person don't believe like you do, don't try to disrespect them because they don't. Well, you just try to tell them your side and go on about your business and let God do the rest. That's all you can do. Find that God is well able to take that word that you left with them and worry them until they come back and ask you some more questions about Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, yes, he can do that. He can get into their sleep, get into their everyday living, and he can just weigh them down. God can do that. You just plant that word. Let him do the watering, huh? And he will make an increase for that word that you planted. And you know what? Pride ain't have no place in nothing. You know that you do. Don't be so private you can't tell them about Jesus. I'm here to tell you today. Well, you know, they are well dressed. And look at me. I'm just not worthy to do that. You know how we do. Praise God. But let me tell you something. If God tell you to talk to him about the Lord. Whatever you talk to them about, God will take it and use it to have mercy on them and to help them through whatever they are going through. But you didn't say, I'm not going to talk to them. They're too famous. Well, they need Jesus too. You see what I'm saying? You can't try to separate these things, you know. But when God knows that you got the ability to do it, but you're just a little frightened, huh? You're a little frightened because you done been rejected so much till you don't want to talk to nobody. Mm-hmm. But you're going to talk now from this day forth, aren't you? I know you are. Oh, yes, you are, because you're going to do what God tell you to do. It's time to stop slinking back and start going forward, you know, and unite yourself with somebody. Get a friend. Say, come on, let's go talk to these people about the Lord. Get a friend and do that. You know, if your friend been hanging around, well, I was wondering when you gonna do that. Friend was waiting for you all the time. You see what I'm saying? We do crazy things because we lacking that faith to step out on the word of God. Yes, and be an evangelist, be a missionary, just be a witness. That's all. If you don't do nothing else, you don't want to have no title, just be a witness and start telling people about the goodness of the Lord. Tell them what he done for you. Tell them how he done it for you. You know how he brought you out. Ooh, Lord, I love to tell them how he brought me out. I know the people used to get sick of me telling about how God brought me out, but honey, it was a nice way. God is humorous at times, you know. Praise God. And God just brought me right on out. Yes, he did. He just took me out of me and brought me into his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. And he united me with most saints, and then I became a saint. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. So I want you to unify yourself today. Become one as God and Jesus and God became one in us. You know, now we got a great big God on the inside of us. Now it's time for you to use it now. Use what you got. He gave you a lot to use, huh? Yes, he did. Now we're going to let Pastor Sharon come say something. Let her go ahead. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, it's about the unity that Christ, Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he prayed before he knew it was his time to go back to the Father. He made that prayer in St. John, the 17th chapter. And, you know, I tell you, the fact that he knew that unity is what we needed on this earth, that unity will allow things to come forth. Unity coming together would make a great impact, because I tell you, even from the beginning of the Word of God, he was not by himself, but he was one with the Father. And they always had unity. There was always someone there to witness an agreement. And it let us know that one person cannot do it by themselves, but it's better when we do it with more than one. Two people can do a lot. When you're coming in the power of agreement, you can accomplish anything today. And sometimes, you know, you can pray by yourself, but it's even better when you had someone touching and agreeing with you. When you're going through great sorrows or great situation in your life, it's good when you have another person there. They can kind of hold you up in prayer. They can touch and agree. And I tell you, with the Word of God, let us know that you know, one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. So you need more than just yourself at times. And also when he told the Father, you know, as he is one with the Father, we are to be one with him. And we can be, even though we all came out of the Jesus now, we all came from the same source. People trying to act like there's more than one God in this world, but is there only one God? There is only one Creator. Now, other people make different gods now, but there is only one God. And he replenished a lot of us. There's a lot more people in the world, but we got to go back to the source. We got to connect to him in order to make it, in order to accomplish everything he called us to do. We have to go back to him. Why? Because he is God and there is none other but him. And Psalms 91 verse 15 said, "And he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." When you call, you heard what the Word of God that came forth from Apostle Porter, you don't ask, you don't get. Now, we know that God knows what's in the mind and the heart, and he searches the heart, and he searches the mind, and he does all these things. But he also tells you to ask. According to Luke 11, chapter verse 9 says, "And I said unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Now, you heard the word today. Oh, you got to ask. People may have an idea you're in need. They may have an idea, because the same God that talked in the past, he's the same God today. But sometimes you got to open your mouth and ask. Whatever you ask, you shall receive it now. And when you're seeking for something, you'll continue to keep seeking until you get the answer you're looking for. And he said, sometimes you got to keep knocking on the door. In other words, be persistent. Keep knocking until the door is open. Whatever you need today, you have to depend on the Lord. Unity commands strength. When you're getting married now, you're in unity, right? You are by yourself, all by myself, but you got married. And on that wedding day, whatever your wedding day was, I bet you and your spouse-to-be was on unity. You were seeing stars, you were lovey-dovey, and you were in one accord that day. Why? And you took the oath that you're going to do what? You're going to honor. You are going to be there in good times and in the bad time. And you were in unity. Why? Because unity brought forth that love. Unity brought forth that strength. And you got to remember at times, even when you start going through great different situation in your life, you got to remember now that what it took was the unity to keep it. For you to get to the altar now, it's going to take the unity for you to keep it. It's going to take the unity to make it in this day and age. Because there's so many people refuse to be in oneness as God and the Father is in one. Now, we know that you cannot do it by yourself, because when you're connected to the King of Kings, he'll let you know about yourself. He'll let you know that. Now, come on now. You got to be in agreement, why? With the Father. And when you in agreement with what the Word of God say, you can accomplish anything today. So today, don't forget now, unity can do all things. And it, and St. John with 21, verse 21 say, that they all may be one as thou, the Father, are in me. That they all may be in one. That we all may be one as the Father and the Son is in oneness today now. So we need to walk in the oneness, because I tell you, when you're in a household and everyone going different direction, it's a mess. And we call it the spirit of what? Confusion. Ah, but when the spirit of peace is in the house, that means you're on one accord, you're going after the same goal, you got supernatural strength, because you can feel this unity in the spirit realm. You don't feel that tugging, you don't feel that pulling, you don't feel that heaviness and that burden all around you. Why? Because you're in the unity and the peace of God flows in the midst. Because where there is unity, there is strength. And when you have that peace of God in your home, I'll tell you, y'all, it is the best thing you can ever have. Because I remember this, the silver gold I have I not, but what I have I'll give unto you. And sometimes money cannot give you that peace. Sometimes you just need that spirit of peace to dwell all around you. That peace, that it is such, you, there's no price on peace, y'all. There is no price on peace. And if you ask God to give you that spirit of peace, let peace endow you, you know what? You can accomplish anything. Why? Because your mind will be clear. You will not have a lot of things going on in your mind, so God can speak to you and give you the instruction that you need. What you need, even in this hour, in the holiday season, in this holiday season. I'll tell you, I heard something the apostle was saying about, oh, we act ugly. But a lot of people don't believe they're ugly. Huh? We ain't talking about that physical now, that other appearance. But some people, I was like, God had me laughing. I was like, you know, people don't say, can you say I'm ugly? No, you will not say you ugly. We're not talking about the appearance, but some people are ugly. And they don't know they are what? Ugly. And yeah, the word is acting what? Ugly. You're acting what? Ugly. And you don't have to be. Even though Jesus came as the great example for you and me, and even though he went through so much, they talked about him. They wanted to kill him. They scandalized his name. But you know what? He walked in that spirit of meekness. He walked, why? In the spirit of unity. Why? Because he did not break communion with his Heavenly Father. When you are connected to the Heavenly Father, you will not allow anything else to come to take your focus off him. And let's say now, we know people slip, you slip. We all know you mess up. But you know what? It's so good to correct it. Say, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Because the God that is inside of you, and we say that the Holy Spirit lives, we are inside of you. And we have the kingdom of God is what? Within us. So the kingdom of God that is within you, we're letting you know about your ugliness. But you refuse refuse. Why? Because the spirit of stubbornness come forth, and you don't want to get rid of that spirit of stubbornness. But don't you know, in order for the kingdom of God to come forth and you reign in unity, you got to accept, oh my goodness, I just made a boo-boo today. Oh my goodness, Father God, forgive me of what my ugliness at this moment. Why? Because it's all about you. You got to get it right with God. There's no one else can do it for you. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Your husband can't do it. No, your wife cannot do it. Not even your children can do it. It takes you saying to the Father, forgive me, so you can be in oneness with him. Why? So you can allow the beauty to flow from the inside onto the outside. Now, we're not going to say that people don't go through great trials and people go through situations, and sometimes people respond to what they're going through. But I tell you, it is so important that even though you may react out of order or act out of your emotion at the time, there is a God in heaven that will let you know, baby, that was not too right. But get it right with God. Get it right with God. You know, we're still talking about unity. You want unity when you want it. But how about allow unity to reign in you? It's better, y'all. You know what? You won't be so sick. You won't have a headache. Things will flow better. Why? Because unity is there. And you know what? We got to understand that whatever a man sow, you will reap. We forget about the law of attraction. We forget about what you put out there. It will come back to you. See, we be forgetting about all those things. And we're still in the Word of God now. We're still in the Word of God. How whatever you, however you do, it comes back to you. So you know what you need to do? Get it right as quickly. Because what David, even though he's seen, he still get it right with the Lord. And a lot of times we don't recognize that. What the Word's letting us know that when you mess up, get it right with the Lord. Get it right. Get it right. So when you do things that is out of order and you get it right, it does not prolong that situation. It does not cause that trial to go over and over and over. And we was thinking about something this morning. We always give God thanks for the blessing, for life, health, and strength. But do we even think about thanking God for the test? Thanking God for the backstabber? Thanking God for how they lie on you? Thanking God for your test? Thanking God for how they got angry with you? Do you ever think to thank God for those things? Because what? If you give God thanks for those things, it will help you to deal with it much better, y'all. I'll tell you, when you say, you know what, God, I thank you for what just happened. Why? Because I thank you for my teacher. See, we forget about that. We thank God for our teacher. Why? Because when things happen all around you, you say, oh my goodness, I ain't gonna do that now. Oh my goodness, why? It teaches me to do what? Not to do that. Oh, I thank God for my teachers, because everything that comes your way comes to teach you. It teach you how to be even what? Be peaceable with men. It teaches you how to walk in the spirit of unity. It teaches you how to be a better person. Why? Because everything that comes your way comes to teach you how to be a better person. So when the Word of God comes your way, take the Word of God within you. Take the Word within you. So the Word of God can come alive, that you can be rejuvenated in the Word. You can live and let the Word of God live through you. And we're not saying now, we're talking about perfection. And I heard that word even yesterday. We all think we are perfect. But if we were perfect, we wouldn't be buying them pretty clothes now to look better now. We wouldn't be putting on no makeup. Oh, come on now. Ladies wouldn't be trying to dye their hair or try the different colors or put some nails on. So apparently you know you not perfect. Hello. Hallelujah. Well, apparently, you know you're not perfect. Why? But you do different little things to what? Enhance yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you read the Word of God, He came into this world and He was without sin. And you know what? He was the one that was perfect. Why? Because He was had unity with the Father. He was connected, what? To the Father. And when you are connected to the Father, you will not walk in the spirit of your flesh, but you will walk in the Spirit. And you'll allow Him to groom you. You'll allow Him to show you the direction you need to go. I'll tell you, think over your life. And you know what? When you start thinking over your life, you'll start thanking God for everything. You may not have appreciated at the time now. Oh, let's be real today now. You may not have appreciated it, but you know what? It was a lesson for you to learn so you can say, Lord, I will not do this certain thing again, Lord. But you know what? I will do it a different way. So learn how to be at peace, especially in your home. I mean. When you go out there on the job and you have all these different things going on, when you walk in your house, you need that spirit of peace to be resting in your house. Because you know what? When your house is in a mess, you don't even want to come to your own house. Now, let's be real. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, you don't even want to come to your own house. You'll stay out there, what, on the street. Oh, yeah, but sometimes look out the window and see people before they walk in their house. They'll sit in their car and they're like, oh, my God, take a deep breath because they don't know what they're going to walk into. Man, well, what's for dinner? Oh, did you cook today? Oh, did you pay the bills? You know, come on, y'all. Let's be real this day. Remember now, oh, you be leaving your job and on everything be happening on the job. But you know how the TV show used to show us? You when the husband walked in the, hello, honey, and you give him a nice smacker on the lip. I tell you, I bet you if he had a bad day on the job, he'll get a big old smile on his face. He'll probably say, what's going on? Did somebody die? Hallelujah. I tell you. Sometimes just do things just to change the atmosphere all around you. Sometimes it takes you to change the atmosphere. Sometimes it takes you to just bring forth some happiness all around you. Why? I was just talking to my niece, and I said, you know what the word talks about? Laughter is like what? Medicine. So medicate yourself this season with some laughter. Get laughter all around you. Why? Because when you get the laughter in you, it rubs off on someone else, and they can take that frown and turn it into a smile. Know that God is still in the midst. Why? Because He wants us to be what? Be prosperous, be in good health as our soul prospers. He don't want us to just walk with our head down. He don't want us to walk in a spirit of confusion, but He wants us to walk in peace and in love. So remember today now, you can make it. If you just walk in unity today, hold your mouth now, hold your tongue. Say, Lord, you know I got a big mouth, but please teach me how to bridle this mouth. Let me don't be so quick to change my atmosphere around. When you set that peace in your home, when you set that peace on the job, when you set that peace in your car, because you hate going into somebody else's car. Let's be real now. And you can feel all kind of stuff all over in their car. The car don't even have the peace of God in it. So you need to release the peace of God in your vehicle. See, I like what Apostle vehicle now. I tell you, anointed vehicle, the angel of the Lord be right up in her vehicle. Now, did you invite the angel of the Lord? Did you even invite the Holy Spirit to come in the vehicle? Do you even invite the anointing of the Lord to sit in the vehicle? Do you even say, good morning, Holy Spirit. How you doing, Holy Spirit? Oh, Jesus, I thank you. You act like He's right there sitting beside you. you. And I tell you, when he comes, when you start talking to him and meditating on him, oh, you'll start feeling the anointing going all through you. So when the people are driving and tailgating, you know his angel will be all around you, preventing you from walking into an accident. So be blessed today and walk in what? Unity today. And allow Jesus' love to flow from your breath. And when it flows from your breath, it can flow to the next person. Know that people are going through this in this time. Be an encourager to someone else. Forget about yourself now. And don't keep saying, well, I'm going through this. There's somebody else going through something else too. So it's, sometimes it's not all about you. You know, sometimes people forget that pastors go through. Sometimes people forget that parents go through different changes. You don't watch the ones that always like a sponge, sucking. What you can do is help them to get some laughter in their life. Help them to get some peace in their life. And you know what? Just start letting it rub off so they can tap into or connect it to Jesus themselves so they can do what? Medicate themselves. Sister Diane. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that's an awesome word coming from. Oh, my goodness. Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon, I tell you, it's good. Laughter is the best medicine, I tell you. That was good. And, you know, something Pastor Sharon, you know, was talking about that came back to me. What was said to me, no man is your enemy, but every man is your teacher. So keep teaching me, God, you keep strengthening me, because the teaching, when you go through troubled times, you look back on that teaching. Yes. You know how to react to something. You know not what to do, that you may be able to help someone else and let that laughter rub off on them. I tell you, it's good. Have you ever noticed sometimes you'll be going through and then, you know, someone, whether they call you or, you know, on the phone, or they see you in person and they just say hi, just their voice alone, something in the voice alone give you, you know, a peace. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, you're going through, but it's just something in that person's voice. You just have to hear that voice. And I tell you, God is so good. And when they was talking about unity, I stepped out of the room, but I still, you know, was listening to the broadcast. And what had come to me was when two people get married, the unity, they are no longer two, but they are one. Just like the Father is one with the Son, is one. So how do we become one? We become one when we accept the Son in our lives. We become one with him. So therefore, with the teaching that we get, we are able to go out and bring someone else into the oneness of Christ. And you don't just leave them there, but you also pray with them. They say where two or more are gathered together, there he will be in the midst. So you know what? God is good. Unity. And I learned sometimes when you're going through, it's not good to be by yourself, because that's where the enemy begins to play on your mind, begins to make you do all kind of stuff, tell you all kind of stuff to do, even commit suicide. They don't love you. They don't care about you. Why are you going through this? You don't need this. You know, but when you get someone connected to that right source that had that oneness with God, when you are connected, that person can help you through. So remember, unity is so important, not only with your spouse, not only with your sons and daughter or your family, but mostly with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I tell you,
This word is so good. I'm loving it. Y'all continue to pray for me. Let me glean from my apostle and my pastor right here, because, you know, it's awesome, especially when we all get together and you see three in one room. Boy, I tell you, it's awesome, okay? Just think about the Trinity. So I'm gleaning and I'm learning, and they are my teachers, and we are never too young and we are never too old to learn something new each and every day. To God be the glory. I tell you, it's awesome. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Write it on a piece of paper, the number as well, and share it with someone. And we all text and we all send emails. So you know what? You can do that too. And send it out to them. Let them listen to the broadcast. I tell you, the word is rich. It will stay rich. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Take everything back that we allow the enemy to steal from us. Oh, I tell you, we can never have too much prayer in this world. I tell you, God is good. And also, we're thanking you right now for your donations. You can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too big or small. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
I let go,
and I let
God.
God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.